Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey, the dive center of the universe, doing our show, celebrating 27 years of Scuba Radio to boot. And we've already ran into some great friends here from the dive industry. We're standing just outside the Cayman Islands booth at the moment with Willie Klein, who is now the big cheese, big kahuna of the International Hall of Fame.
International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame, correct.
Yep. We made the announcement last week on the show, yes. And you're here at the at Beneath the Sea. You actually announced the inductees for 2024, correct?
That is correct.
And sure I know Margot Payton is one of them, one of our friends
right
from
here
Kids.
From the United States, yeah.
Kids Sea Camp. We know Margo. We were at her first. We were, you know, part of the first Kids Sea Camp, and she's being recognized in the Hall of Fame.
Kids go through the program, right?
Yes, yeah. They went through it that time. We were in Curacao.
That's great.
One of the first ones she did. We had a great time.
Well, forget that. It should have been Cayman, but whatever.
Well, all these years later, she's in the Hall of Fame. Well deserved. And then there's three other inductees, right?
Yes, that's correct. John Tett from Singapore, which runs the 8X dive shows and a publisher over there.
Right.
Fabulous guy. Enrique Sala from the National Geographic Society, explorer in residence. The only other one that has that same title is James Cameron. Pretty cool
nice.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have from Brazil, Claudio Gabassi.
Right.
And he is considered the father of diving in Brazil, having set up one of the very first dive shops in the 70s.
So who's here at Beneath the Sea? I saw Margo. I know she's here. Are the other three here too?
No.
She was
John's
the only one representing.
Show over next month in Singapore. But we have a host of folks from the ministry, from the Department of Tourism, Daniel Togger.
Daniel, welcome. How are you?
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So you're enjoying Beneath the Sea? How do you like this?
I love Beneath the Sea. We've been coming here for about 20 years. The Cayman Islands is a really good partner. They're great partners with us as well, so we love the show.
Yeah, we got dogs, too.
Yes.
I mean, hear that, but that's fine. We welcome all kinds of, all different species, whether they're diving or not, right?
Exactly, and it's, I don't know, for those at home, I mean, it's pouring outside.
Yes.
But this turnout here is amazing. It's just really a true testament to how the sport is growing, and I've seen all different ages here. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, well, I got to say, the display that the Cayman Islands have rolled out here at Beneath the Sea is impressive. We're standing in front of this, like, I don't know how big that of a screen that is. It's probably the biggest video
feet.
Screen. 60 feet?
16 feet,
16
yes.
feet, yes. Right. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not that far off. But, yeah, 16 feet screen, and they got all this amazing video. I mean, it looks like high-def stuff. Very impressive pictures. You know, and then you bring a little taste of the islands to the people here in Secaucus. Teasing them a little, you think?
Teasing them a little. It's not the real thing, but we're doing our best to just really show off the visibility, some of the walls that we have. I saw a Bloody Bay wall over there and some of our wrecks.
Wow.
So to have this and to do it in person really is exceptional. So.
Yes. Well, it's amazing pictures. And I'll tell you what, hopefully, if you'll have us, we'd love to come and visit during International Hall of Fame inductee ceremonies in September if we can make that happen.
Absolutely. We talked about that last week.
Yeah,
we want a ton of people from Scuba Radio to come down. We're going to host a great party. We're going to do something at the museum the night before. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Richard, how familiar are you with Scuba Radio?
You're very familiar, yes.
Oh, darn it.
Of course.
We'll never be invited.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we can work it out, we'll work it out. But if not, you know, we wish you the best. And
we'd love to have you there.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I will let you guys get back to it. But, man, you're doing great work. Willie, good job, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, speaking of great pictures and video and stuff, as we stand in front of this massive 16-foot screen that the Cayman Islands have put up there at beneath the sea, I got Howard Hall, the guy. The IMAX guy. How you doing, Howard?
Well, I'm doing great. We just got to show our most recent film here to the crowd, and went over very well. And nothing's better than showing your film to an audience, but even better to show your film to an audience of divers when it's an underwater film, because really appreciate it.
So we're still on day one of Beneath the Sea. So you had a seminar where you showed your latest work. And then are you part of the film festival that they do tonight?
There is no film festival tonight. So
was it last night or during the day?
This year there's not a film festival.
Okay.
Which is a shame, but coming out of COVID, it's hard to get things going again.
Right.
Although the turnout looks great here, and I suspect next year they'll have a film festival.
Well, as they should. So what were you showing in your seminar with the latest video? Was it IMAX project as usual or something a little more unique or what?
We made a film in the last 3 years called Soul of the Ocean, and we've actually made it in three different versions. We made an IMAX version, which became a film called Secrets of the Sea, and it's showing in IMAX theaters now.
Right.
Soul of the Ocean was made as a 78-minute feature film, and we ended up selling that to a distributor in France and also to PBS Nature, and they show the film on PBS a year ago, January. And so we're left with the 78-minute version, and by contract, we're not allowed to do anything with it for 6 years.
Oh,
so we've been showing it to film festivals, and it's by far my favorite version. So it's a great film. It's a little bit long, but it's beautiful, and the message is exactly the way I wanted it. And when we
awesome.
Cut it down to 52 minutes, it kind of hurts it a little bit.
Well, I got to say, you know, Howard Hall, if you don't know the name, you're living under a rock if you're a diver. But you've seen the work that Howard has done, him and his wife, Michelle. They do this IMAX stuff that'll blow your mind. He's been around for years doing it. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but surely you're working on a project for the Sphere in Vegas. What do you think?
I would love to say that I am. They didn't call me, which is a shame. But that is an amazing facility. I haven't been inside it yet.
Yeah.
Next year, DEMA, we're going to buy tickets and go and see it. I'm really excited. And I think that the kind of screen it is, which is an LED screen, which is just a matter of putting more LED lights on the screen. It's the wave of the future, and some IMAX screens are being built that way now. And
if you were doing a project for that, would they just take one of your IMAX things and just do it, or do you have to shoot specifically for a unique format like that?
I think you'd have to shoot specifically for it because it's a dome shape,
right?
So you'd have to keep the subject material very, very low, close to the horizon, and you'd have to make sure you have a lot of ambience visuals to fill up that dome. So it would be it's a special camera that they use.
It is, okay.
They designed themselves and a special lens. And
but your game, if they're called, they call.
Absolutely bigger.
Yeah, and you know, Howard Hall would be the guy they call if they want to get the best of the best when it comes to underwater videography or film or whatever you want to call it. I never want to undersell what you do. It's so mind-boggling and inspiring when you see Howard and Michelle's work. It's just really, really great stuff. And it's been an honor to be able to talk to you over the years, my friend. No, we're celebrating 27 years of Scuba Radio this week. How about that?
Congratulations. That's a great milestone.
I know I don't look a day over 30. You're what, 42?
Not 36.
Exactly. Yeah, we go back a few
36.
Years. Well, okay, we'll go with that. But you're enjoying the show and shaking babies, kissing hands as usual at
Absolutely.
An event like this. Are you going to be out at, we'll see you at, in Scuba Show in L.A. this year? Or what else
chance.
Is on?
I haven't committed to going yet, but we may.
Yeah, are you guys already got some more projects? Like, are you going back to the Philippines, or where do you go next? What's on your agenda?
We're going to Cozumel in July, and in August we go to Indonesia for about a month, and Philippines again in December.
Okay, tough life. Yeah, but you film it all, and you're saying you're going to Indonesia for a month. Is that for a project, or are you just going out like, hey, we're going to go, and if we see stuff, we'll film it, and then it turns into, or you go in with a purpose? What do you think, Howard?
You know, when you do what you like to do, for a living, it's a little hard to distinguish between vacation, having fun, and working. So
right.
It's all mixed up for me.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be working on a film out there, but when I say working, it's all fun.
Well, always. Just like doing this goofy little radio show. Well, Howard and Michelle Hall, look them up. Google them. You'll see all kinds of amazing stuff. Howard, a pleasure. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. We got more coming up from Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey. Next, stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
How, when, and where it's made has never been more important than now. Just ask all those divers and dive shops that struggled to get products and parts during the pandemic. One relatively new gear manufacturer, however, managed quite well. Nex is one of the few, if not only, dive gear manufacturers to bring regulator and design assembly back to the USA. No shortages during the pandemic for their customers and dealers. And get this, Nex was a Tester's Choice winner in Scuba Lab for 2022 and a Best Buy in 2023. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead and allowing you to get exactly what you need for the kind of diving you prefer. This will be the last regulator you'll ever need, since the modular design can easily be modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. Are you ready to make your next dive your best dive? Then go to nexdive.com. That's nexdive.com. Next Underwater Products. nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master beneath the sea in Secaucus, New Jersey. That's where we are right now, celebrating the big diving event and also our birthday, 27 years on the air. It is true. By the way, you know, we were talking to Howard Hall. We were talking to the, you know, Willie. Willie's still with me here from the
Cayman. Yeah, right here.
We're just smoozing with all the big wigs of the dive industry. I see Jonathan Bird there from My Blue World. And, oh, my God, it's a who's who of the dive industry. But that International Diving Hall of Fame event that's going to happen in September. By the way, what are the dates?
September 28th is the actual induction ceremony. And the night before on the 27th, we're working on a really special night at the museum called Night at the Museum.
Of course. At the Diving
a
Museum.
Cocktail
right.
Party, right.
Yeah. And so anybody could do this listening right now.
Absolutely. It's open to anybody. You don't even have to be a diver, but it's preferred because we're going to have some great diving that week.
Right. And who makes it possible is not just the Cayman Islands, but Caradonna Dive Adventures makes it easy to get there and participate.
So simple. So easy. Yeah. One call does it all. They're fantastic when it comes to booking. And they're also the experts. I mean, they really understand and know all the ins and outs, all the properties, all the places to go. And if you have never dove in the Cayman Islands, you have not really dove the Caribbean. I mean, really. I mean, those swim-through tunnels are fantastic. The wall, Stingray City is just almost beyond words. It's really spectacular. I know it's talked about forever, but if you've never done it, it's truly a life-changing experience. You got to call those guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about this on Scuba Radio a couple weeks ago. that I don't eat grouper anymore. And the reason I don't eat grouper was one of my first trips doing scuba radio 20 plus years ago was in the Caymans. I was diving off of Seven Mile Beach, and I came across this Nassau grouper. And they had a name for them. I don't remember. It was a Lolita or something. You know, they dive match. And this Nassau grouper came up and just started staring at us in our mask. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? And, obviously he was accustomed to the divers. And he swam right up to my mask. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I mean, he's like almost up my face. And I had my hand out. And he kind of rubbed his belly up against my fingers. And I was like, and he kind of turned like, oh, God, that's the spot right there. And I'm like.
Like a dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much like a dog. And I was like, I couldn't eat a grouper from then on.
The sad part about eating reef fish is that they're off the reef.
Exactly.
Like the pelagics that they're swimming out in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just, they're in such.
But they got personalities. It's hard to eat your dog.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and that happened in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that's
great.
That
was one of the first big, marine encounters I had.
You got to book it now. It's gonna sell out, I guarantee. The event's going to sell out, but probably hotels. There's going to be so many people that are going to want to go.
Right.
You got to get in early.
Yeah. So you just go to caradonna.com and just call them.
Yeah.
Look them up online. Get the number. Call them up and say you want to go to the International Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There'll be a big festivities, and who knows? Maybe even, what do you think? Should we have mermaids there to greet people as they enter the museum?
Their logo is literally a mermaid.
Right.
You got to have mermaids. We got to have mermaids.
Yeah, what about Kristen, that, Kristen? Mermaid Kristen, would you be game?
Is that a real question, Greg, for real?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not a question. It's like, of course, you big dummy. Yeah, so have you ever been to the Caymans?
I've been to the Caymans, but I've never been diving in the Caymans.
Really? Where did you go? Just like Grand Cayman?
Yeah, we went to Grand Cayman on a cruise.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Honestly, it was beautiful, and I loved it. I think actually when I was little, when I was too little to be diving, we went there and we stayed on Grand Cayman. But then, I wasn't diving. My dad wasn't diving. So we snorkeled, and that's about it.
Yeah. But you didn't know about the International Diving Hall of Fame being there in Grand Cayman, I bet, right?
No, this is the first time I've heard it.
Yeah. Where is the facility, right? Is it right there on the main strip somewhere?
Well,
where?
The induction ceremony is at the Westin, which
okay.
is on the beach, on the most beautiful beach you've ever seen in your life, Seven Mile Beach.
Right.
There's a reason why it's one of the top beaches in the world, right? But the museum is actually at a place called Pedro St. James Castle. And it's a historic landmark right on the ocean, about a 5-minute drive or so from the main beach area there.
Nice.
And that's where the actual museum is going to be. That's where we're going to do probably a little reception the night before of some sort.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Willie, he's the big cheese. if he says we can do this, I guess we can do this.
Yeah.
I love it. Jared?
Hey, look.
Hey,
what I just found.
What'd you find?
This phenomenal magazine, it's called Scuba Diving Industries.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal, is it?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
What do you think of that?
You have to be a dive pro, though, to get it's a problem.
All right, Jared, give me
you got to be special.
Dive masters are above.
Only. Yeah, give me it, Jared. No, you're not allowed to hold that.
You're not an instructor.
I said professional.
What do you mean I'm a professional?
I'm an instructor. What do you mean I'm not an instructor?
You're just a flunky.
No, I'm a dive master. I'm actually an instructor. And, you can't talk down to me.
Look, Greg, I'm an instructor, and I own my own dive shop. Man.
What is that, Willie? What is that? Should we cut him off now?
Well, you know what? He seems to be on a roll.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much every Saturday for Jerry the Diver Guy. But, yeah, you would go to the Caymans for the Hall of Fame, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
And yes, would you, heckle people as they're doing their inductions?
I would not.
I hope not.
It's a classy thing.
I know it is.
So
that's why
fun.
You might be outclassed for this, Jerry.
They're legends, Greg. Now, if you were to get up there, may heckle you.
No.
But... No.
All right. Well, would you allow someone like Jerry in the audience if
Absolutely.
He dresses up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just and as long as he's got a tux on, he's fine.
As long as he wears a mermaid tail.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen that jacket they have out that looks like a mermaid shimmer on it? And it's an actual, a men's jacket.
Really?
Oh, it's so cool. There was a guy here at one of the shows last year, and it had matching pants and a jacket, like a formal suit. But it had
like mermaid scales,
mermaid
like one of those
scales.
Mermaid skin type things.
Suit.
Like a suit,
cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's on Amazon or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, there you go, Jerry. You got your attire all picked out.
You're buying, so if it's what you want me to wear to it, I'll wear it.
I heard that. All right. Well, we'll see. Well, you know, this is what you're asking for if you want the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to come to the Hall of Fame.
We want the squad. We want the crew. We want all the listeners. Come on down.
That's the booze talking right there, but that's fine. We're not diving. But, yeah, so, Willie, you're going to the big event tonight, too, aren't you?
Yes,
so what is going on here at Beneath the Sea?
So they have an awards night. Last night was the Women's Hall of Fame Award, and they gave out some fantastic Legends of Diving Awards last night. And tonight is a second award where they give out the E.R. Cross Award. There's a couple of other individual awards they give out. And more just recognizing people in our industry that have passion and have been in it, and they've done something unique. They've contributed in somehow. So it's kind of like just an opportunity for us all to get together and say, hey, these are, and they're all from all over the world, a lot of these, the people that receive these awards, but many times they're also from the Northeast area, since this show happens to be here.
And you raise money for great causes, which Beneath the Sea does, has scholarship programs and all kinds of things that they help the kids in the local community, come to become professional divers and stuff like that. So you need to give back in that regard,
absolutely.
And that's kind of what you do.
And Maria, the show organizer, just does a fantastic job. She really does. She puts her heart and soul into it. It's really a labor of love. And the show looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed. It's raining like crazy, as Dan said. People are still here.
Yeah. I mean, people are picking up dive gear and figuring they're going to need this to get home.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fine.
Exactly.
BeneathTheSea.us. Check out everything you need right there. We got more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Secaucus, New Jersey, celebrating the Beneath the Sea Dive Show, but also Scuba Radio's 27th year anniversary. I have a feeling it's going to bleed into next week's broadcast as well, because we're having too much fun, too many people to talk to, including our friends from Bonaire. Now, look, Mermaid Kristen, you have not been to Bonaire before, right?
I've been to Bonaire.
You have been to Bonaire.
I've not been diving in Bonaire, but I've been to Bonaire.
Really? Well, that was a cruise thing, too? A cruise stop?
Yes.
All right. So that's not the same.
I know.
Not especially for a place like Bonaire. It's the shore diving capital of the world. You know, each place has their own little thing. And, when you come to a show like Beneath the Sea, you're going to meet all the people on the show floor. You're also going to meet them at the bars. And last night, as we were prepping for the big show, we ran into a couple folks from VIP Diving there in Bonaire, and we got Kevin. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, what is your role there at VIP Tech Diving in Bonaire?
So I am the course director, and I manage the technical diving side of Bonaire.
Which is like the Hollis Rebreathers?
Yes. Yeah. We provide support and service and training for Hollis Prism 2 rebreathers.
Nice. And you're like the only one on the island doing that kind of techie stuff.
There's a few rebreather instructors, but on the tech side, there are only two, and I'm one of them.
Well, there you go. That's pretty cool. It's quite the accolade. But, you know, of course, they do the whole gamut. Not just that, but that's one of the things that kind of sets them apart for their particular operation there on Bonaire. There's a bunch of them. And I think we got to work down the line. What do you think there, Kevin? Can we talk to your neighbors?
Don't forget to mention that we do full service for open circuit tech as well as closed circuit. So we stock helium, we stock oxygen, we've got a booster, we have tanks of every size you need. We can take you from 30 feet to 300 feet if that's your deal.
Yes, and who doesn't want to do that? Yeah, and you know, last night we were talking over a cocktail or two. We were like, you know, I started Scuba Radio 27 years ago. Right before we started the show, we went to Bonaire, and they haven't let us come back. And he said, okay, we're going to make that happen. And we're talking. We're talking about making that happen, maybe even by the end of this year, getting over to the shore diving capital of the world and check in with folks like Kevin. And well, let's talk to Hagen. Hagen, can you say hi? How you doing, buddy?
Hey,
good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you guys as well.
I see you at all the shows. It's just like, you know, it's like homecoming.
It's like a big family.
Family reunion. Exactly. So I've seen the videos on Facebook. We were talking about this last time we spoke, I think, about all the upgrades you guys have been doing at the Plaza Beach Resort there in Bonaire. Is it all complete now, officially?
No.
Still more to go.
We're still working on some really lovely things. The restaurant, new restaurant, is open. Seats about 230 people, but there's lots of space for everybody. There's live cooking, so grill station for the fish, for the meats. There's a sushi station. There's ice cream. There's smoothie bars.
Anything you want to eat, you got it.
Unbelievable.
People think you're going to Bonaire and you're like got some out island with nothing available. That's just not the case.
Not the case with
it might have been
anymore.
Like that 20 years ago.
Yeah,
but no. It's a little bit more upscale.
No,
we have a lot of options.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And all the diving there. I mean, you guys do have your own little dive operation there at the Plaza,
yes,
too, right?
Yes, toucan diving is still very busy taking care of our divers, going out on all our boats across the Clan Bonaire and to other dive sites. And the reefs are still very nice and healthy. The soft corals are still there, beautiful. Lots of fish life. Some amazing sightings of turtles and dolphins. We've seen so many dolphins lately. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, why is that? They're visiting just because they're just like regular divers, want to get to the ABCs?
I think they just want to visit Bonaire and hang around, but it's beautiful.
Can you blame them? Of course not. I love it. Well,
super.
Hagen, always a pleasure. Now, I don't know, Jerry, what do you think? You want to get over to Bonaire?
I think we need to go to Bonaire now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of a little taste of the islands right here at the Sea Show in Jersey, huh?
Yeah, it's true, but I'm sure it's not raining in a Bonaire right now.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of water around Bonaire, and they're catching up with them here.
But it's not falling from the sky.
Well, it has to come from somewhere, but they got a lot of options. And I got to tell you, you know, all the different operations here in Bonaire here, we got Divi Flamingo, the Grand Windsock, Delphins. We talked to these guys at the travel show in New York just about a month ago. We're at the Travel and Adventure Show, and they had a little mini Bonaire contingency available. And this was one of the guys. I got to talk to him, say hi to him. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Remember me?
Yeah, I do remember you. Yeah.
Hey, you got a beer in your hand as you do at the end of a dive show. How you holding up?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
So dive friends, right? And you're doing the Velo. Are you been turning the people onto this here at Beneath the Sea, or what do you think?
Of course we do.
Yes.
Of course we do. Yeah.
What has been the reaction to the folks up here?
It's really good.
Jersey?
You felt it yourself, right?
Yeah.
How light the system is. We're explaining the techniques about it, and everybody's excited to try it.
How do they react to it here in Jersey? Do they go like, let me take a look at this, righty? You know, do they give you a little bit of that Jersey attitude?
Is that good or bad?
Yeah,
it was really good.
I kid. But they're a good group of people up here, aren't they?
They're good. Right? Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They're interested, and we're here with all our friends from Bonaire, so...
It's one big happy Bonaire family.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We're all working together.
I love it. Well, we're trying to visit. We're going to see if we can make that happen here in the next few months, but enjoy yourself here at Beneath the Sea, buddy.
Thanks.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
All right.
See you.
Once again, that's Dive Friends Bonaire. And they have the Avello dive unit that we've talked about on Scuba Radio before, actually several times. And it's a pretty unique system that you can learn to dive and try a different type of diving. Have you done that yet, Jerry, or looked a little closer at it? What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty neat. The way it's
set kind of takes care of the buoyancy issues that we have. You don't have to worry about
super
it as
light.
Much. It's kind of like
light.
Automatic buoyancy control in a nutshell. But you can look it up. Avello, is that how you spell it? A-V-E-L-O or something like that? Yeah, Google it. It'll come right up. What do you think? Would you do that, Kristen? Do the Avello dive system there, where you don't have to worry about your buoyancy and all that kind of stuff.
I would honestly, I would try it.
I'm down for anything.
Well, I'm down for anything once. You know, I'll try it to test it out to see how it works for me.
Yeah.
And if I love it, then obviously, I'll continue.
Was buoyancy an issue for you when you first learned to scuba dive, or catch on pretty quickly?
Isn't buoyancy an issue for everybody when they first learn to scuba dive?
Yeah, kind
of. It doesn't help that I have the curse of floating. So
why? You're a floater?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think that?
Well, I can literally sit on the surface of the water, not treading water, and having a conversation, and I will not go. My face will not go below the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why.
Are you a floater, Jerry, or a sinker?
I'm a sinker.
You're a sinker.
But,
why is that?
She just needs off, guys. Greg.
Okay. So what?
She's got brown eyes for a reason.
Okay.
That's rude.
That's disgusting.
Ah!
So what's your excuse then, Jerry? Why? I mean, you're a sinker. What do you mean?
I just go down.
Men naturally, their body structure is more made to sink.
Yeah. How many pounds of weight do you need, like, if you're not wearing a wetsuit? Like, you're diving in the tropical waters of Bonaire.
About 8 to 9 pounds.
Without a wetsuit, 8 to 9 you need that to sink.
Yep.
You're not a sinker, then.
Well,
I'd say a sinker would only have to put on about 4 pounds tops. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, I guess it just depends, but
Yeah, I think he's a floater. I think you're a floater.
But see,
you're a floater in denial, Jerry.
I get down on the bottom and I sit still, Greg, and take pictures.
See, now I can sink without any weight. Are you telling me you need 8 pounds to even sink at all?
Yeah, but look
That's
at you,
That's not a sinker. What?
Look at you, Greg.
Lean, mean, fighting machine, right, Kristen?
Sure.
Yeah, Greg. Keep telling yourself that.
I speak the truth. Kristen, how many pounds you need to sink?
That is not something I am willing to share. A lady never talks about weight.
Ah, that's it. All right, look, we're going to get back on track next with the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Sea Carcass, New Jersey, beneath the sea next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What, you got plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
I knew that. Already?
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Go show. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck.
Whoa, hey now, you know we do care. We very much care. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Sea Caucus, New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. However, it's also Scuba Radio's 27th year anniversary.
Oh my
God. It's our birthday, so to speak, and we're celebrating with all our dive industry friends. I'm looking across the aisle. I see Margo Payton. She's being inducted into the International Diving Hall of Fame in the Cayman Islands, which we talked to those folks a little bit earlier. But now I'm going to bring someone on that I have known probably since the beginning, since the first episode of Scuba Radio almost. He's right up there with Captain Slate and Neil Watson, the early pioneer crew that, you know, kind of took me under their fin and said, yeah, okay, this is not a bad idea. Keep doing it, you know. And then if they didn't really like it, they didn't tell me. So Dan Orr is with us right now. Dan, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Greg. Happy birthday, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
And I think we knew each other since the beginning of water.
That may be. May be true. But, you know, here we are all these years later still kicking it. And, you know, you're out there you know, you're a beneath the sea VIP. You're giving speeches here at some of the seminars. What are you talking to all these Jersey divers about this weekend?
Well, I've had two seminars. Did one yesterday called Safety Issues for the Older Diver. And, of course, that doesn't apply to you because you're a young man.
No, of course not. Vintage.
Right. And then the one I'm doing today is called Mistakes Divers Make, and that doesn't apply to you either because you never make mistakes.
Okay. Yeah. See, we paid off Dan good, or we're covering each other's arses.
But not nearly enough.
Yeah, well, never could probably. But yeah, I mean, you do seminars at a lot of the dive shows. And are you doing it at the Scuba Show, too, or you do Beneath the Sea and you do DEMA? I know you do some things there, at least walking around and hobnobbing with everybody. I mean, you're always at every event I go to.
Yeah, it's actually kind of tougher this year because we have so much travel. We just got back from Antarctica. We were actually on a citizen science expedition with Blue Green Expeditions. We had 103 people on board the ship. We had 65 divers, the greatest number of divers ever to dive in Antarctica at one time.
Wow.
We had almost 30 snorkelers, the greatest number of snorkelers ever to snorkel in the Antarctic at one time. We had a young man who was the youngest person ever to dive south of the Antarctic Circle, a guy named John Humphreys, who was 15 years old. We also did a lot of really good science, did a lot of other things that were really spectacular.
Well, okay, that sounds exciting. I'm actually going to go to the Galapagos next month.
Oh, nice.
And I'm worried about the water temps being in the low 60s, but I have a feeling you were dealing with something slightly more extreme up where you were. So dry suit only, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The water temperature was 28 degrees.
Ouch. I just experienced a little shrinkage just by the thought of that. But regardless, you got through it. Dry suit was the way to go, and you're fine? No problems or what?
Well, yeah, we had a dry suit, had a polar weight undergarment, and I actually had heated gloves, but I have a little issue with circulation in my hands, so my hands get really cold. So even then, I can do maybe 20, 25 minutes the absolute most in that cold water.
Okay. Well, you've been to the Galapagos before, right?
Never been to the Galapagos.
What?
Never
have. Are you kidding me?
I never have.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to a place
that I haven't been.
Wow. So. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I did it about 12, 15 years ago, and we had that water temp that was freaking me out a little bit. I had an amazing time. We saw orcas. Whale sharks. It was the ultimate dive thing, and it was a little extreme with the currents and stuff, but had a blast. But I froze my butt off, so I'm going back with a mission. I'm doing a 5 mil with a heated rash guard underneath.
A heated rash guard? Really?
Yeah, so like your heated gloves you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm not going dry suit. I was going to, but I put on my dry suit that was 20 years old, and when I took it off, it fit perfect.
Oh, okay.
I was admiring myself in the mirror. I'm like, wow, I look good. Look like a astronaut. And then I pulled this thing off my neck, and the seal ripped right out. So I said, okay, it's back to the wetsuit. But then I thought, heated rash guard under.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
So I'm hoping it works.
Other travel, too. I mean, 2 weeks from now, we're going to India. Then we're going to Svalbard, Spitsbergen, which is up in the Norwegian Arctic area.
Wow.
And then we're doing.
Are embracing this cold water adventure diving type stuff, it sounds like.
Well, kind of. I mean, we do a lot of volunteer work for Faith Ortiz. And so because of that, we go to help her and help organize everybody.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of stuff. So it's more of a work trip.
Yeah. What's the name of that company?
Blue Green Expeditions.
Yes, and they do really adventure type, out there type stuff.
And I'm actually I'm running a trip for her to Cuba in December.
Nice.
So that's going to be warm water.
Have you been to Cuba before?
I've been to Cuba before.
All right. Yeah, I've done that a couple times, and that's just a fun cultural experience on top of the diving, right?
Yeah, all those old cars especially. And seeing people who really enjoy having Americans there, and they'll come up to you and say, we love Americans. And to see all those really old cars. In fact, I rode in a 57 Chevy that was powered by a Mitsubishi diesel engine. And I kind of laughed about it and said, don't laugh about that. He said, my father owned a 55 Cadillac that is powered by a Marine inboard engine.
Nice. They're very resourceful.
They are very.
With what limited resources
really
they have to work with. Oh, yeah, they're great people. I went there, and it was right after Obama was president, and he opened up Cuba. And we were one of the first media that came through.
Oh, really?
And we're walking through the main square there in Havana, and they come up, you, USA, Obama, And it gives me a thumb.
That was really good. Yeah, they are great people. They are great people.
It was hilarious. It was so much fun. But, I love the fact you're still doing it after all these years. And we're still hanging in there.
Go
figure, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I turned 77 this year, so I'm still hanging in there.
You're giving everybody hope.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to stop, right?
Child for the older diver.
Well, that's okay. That's all good. Yeah, we got to inspire the next generation. Look, there's Richie Kohler. Richie Kohler's here, too. Hey, Richie.
He is Pioneer of the Year here.
That's right. He got an award.
I'm going on in 10 minutes.
All right.
And
we'll
I'm
just say hi.
Loop. And it's our birthday. It's Scuba Radio's 27th birthday today.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll talk to you later.
That's all right. Richie Colin. See, you never know.
The old guys especially trying to go to the bathroom.
Oh, exactly. You got to plan out those presentations accordingly. And take
I know
the,
you do. You
yeah, really but you know, people like Richie, yourself, you know, even me, I love bringing in the new kids. You know, we got Kristen, our mermaid, and her friend Felicity.
Fantastic.
Right?
I miss what you said.
No, well, her name, Felicity.
Oh, yes. Mermaid Felicity is. We're trying to bring her in. I just brought her. Met her in New York City. Was like, hey, we need another mermaid. Come hang out. And
you just found Kristen as a fellow mermaid on social media and said, hey, we're doing the show. Come on out. Bring your tail. Next thing you know, you're part of us. And we apologize for that.
Meeting strangers online, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. In a safe space is beneath the sea.
The dive community is a very safe space, so it's okay. In my perspective, you meet someone online and you're never really in that big of a worry about it.
Yes, well, you're a mermaid, but you're a scuba diver, and you've never been to a dive show like this before, I guess, have you?
No, I have not, so this has been really interesting.
Yeah, she hadn't even walked the show floor yet. She was just out there meeting and greeting, you know, shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind of thing with mermaids and pictures, you know. Once again, we bring our mermaids along with us because they don't want to see some middle-aged white guy greeting them, you know, from a radio show. They're like, hey, there's mermaids, and everybody's taking pictures. What do you think of that? What do you think of these divers up in Jersey?
I think a lot of divers are really chill, and the same could be said for New Jersey divers.
Well, exactly. She's from here, so I'm from Florida. It's a little interesting attitude sometimes we get here, but I love them. I mean, you know, that once again, divers are divers. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And where are you going next? You have any dive, you know, dive plans? You got any trips scheduled?
Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii in October for a wedding, but I'll also squeeze in some diving.
In Kona or where? Which, the Big Island, or where are you going? Do you know?
The Big Island.
All right. Well, Oahu. Is that what it is, Kristen?
You've never been to Hawaii either?
I did some diving on Kona, which you could take. I think you would have to take a puddle jumper from Oahu, the main island, I think. I don't know. It's been a while. But they had the Manta night dive. I was telling you about that earlier. Is that something you would do?
Yes, I would dive.
You would dive. That's what you want to say.
Exactly.
See, we'll bring her into the family here. And that's what you do. You bring the old classic vintage guys like Jerry the Diver Guy and myself and Dan Orr.
Vintage?
Yeah, okay. Used up.
Used past, and abused.
Past their expiration date. Is that right, Kristen?
No comment.
Okay. And what better way to end this show in Jersey and continue the anniversary next week? So make sure you join us till then. Remember, it's always better wear, gang.
Downward sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.